Our reading is taken from the first verse up to the 11th verse of the third chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. We are reading the NRSV English Translation, updated edition. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region around the Jordan were going out to him, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming for his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Therefore, bear fruit worthy of repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is more powerful than I, and I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." In these human words, God's word is heard.
Thanks be to God.
We are now on our fourth installment of our Advent series, Crying Out to God. Last week, we talked about the Magnificat, which was Mary's song and cry of joy to God when the angel Gabriel announced to her that she will be conceiving a child. We discussed the hope that Elizabeth and Mary received from God. And like them, we as a church are also given a hope that we have the responsibility of parenting. The same way that Elizabeth and Mary raised John and Jesus. So, fun fact lang, no, before we proceed. So, ang patron saint ng San Juan is, yon, kilala nyo naman, si Saint John the Baptist. Ayun. So, as a true-blooded San Juanenyo, we celebrate our fiesta every June 24. So, sa mga di nakakaalam, please, utang na loob, huwag na kayong dumaan ng San Juan on that date. Especially from 6 a.m. to 12 noon. Lalo na yung mga naka-makeup or damit na damit kayo, kasi mas kayo yung pupuntiryahin naming basain. So, please. Alam kong toxic siya, pero sorry. I have to defend my... So, iwas na lang kayo kasi as a San Juanenyo, I have to defend my hometown. Ayan. So, yun. We will fast forward a bit for our passage today, which is about John the Baptist preparing the way for the ministry of Jesus. Ito na ang moment that the hope of Elizabeth was fulfilled, and as we've discussed, John the Baptist also was dedicated by Elizabeth back to God. So, napatunan lang ako dito, no? So, I only wonder kung ano yung reaction ni Elizabeth and Zechariah, her husband, nung when eventually they will see John, their son, going against the establishment where they belong, which is the priesthood, na siya ang dominant religious institution during that time. Sikaraya ay isang priest sa templo. And back then, wala pang separation of church and state. So basically, that was their government as a Jewish nation. In our reading today, which is a passage from the Gospel of Matthew, John the Baptist is described as someone whose clothes were made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. Hindi po yan Gucci belt or a designer piece, although authentic siyang leather. We can say that during their time, yung wardrobe ni John the Baptist or yung drip niya, tama ba? Ano pa, jensing term? Is very pangmahirap. And understatement nga yung simple eh, kasi sobrang out of this world simple siya. Talagang he's trying to go against the norm ng society nila. He lived a simple life, understatement. Hindi, sobrang simple ng buhay ni John the Baptist. The Gospels also imply that John the Baptist started this ministry in the wilderness. So, as I prepared this sermon, nabasa ko to sa wilderness, ang una kong reaction is, bakit dun siya nagpipreach? Eh, wala naman tao sa wilderness. Pero ayun naman, just two verses after, nasagot din naman kasi people come to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of Jordan. So sila mismo yung pupunta kay John to listen to his preaching. So that's just me na madaling mag-overreact. Di pa nga tapos magbasa, nagre-react agad. Pero may theory din ako doon, which we will be discussing later on. So for this preaching, there's only two words that I want all of us to remember. The first is wilderness. And the second is repentance or metanoia. So what is metanoia? That is basically the original Greek word, used for the English translation repent. As we all know that the New Testament was originally written in Koine Greek, which is the most commonly used language in the Mediterranean region during their time. So, just another biblical scholarship trivia. Metanoia is basically a change of heart, a change from the inside that leads to outward transformation. So again, metanoia is basically a change of heart. Two words that are worth reflecting on as we spend the remaining days of our 2024 sa bakasyon for some of us who took their leaves at babalik sa January. So, just have a question. When you say wilderness, ano yung nagpa-pop up sa isip nyo? Anyone who wants to share? Go, CBJ.
Walang tao,
okay? Sige, sino pa? Thank you. Walang 7-Eleven, okay? Ayan, last one.
Out of nowhere,
ayun. Thank you, Adanjo. So yun, ganun, no? I'm thinking nga, eh, baka for some parang bakasun siya, lalo na yung mga mahilig mag-hike, di ba? O, mga yon. So what is wilderness? Wilderness is basically being in the wild or a desert where only a few people dare to inhabit. The heat can be scorching, and in my experience, going sa gilid ng Holy Land, explain ko later bakit sa gilid lang, the desert can be so freezing cold sa gabi at pitch black with only a bit of light from the stars. So, ganun yung experience doon. Akala ko dati pag desert ay mainit lang, pero sobrang lamig niya pala pag gabi. So, that is ano kasi, we went on a mission trip before to minister to the Syrian refugees, yung mga during the Syrian war. And we went to the Kingdom of Jordan, which is near in the east of Israel. So, bordered sila ng Jordan River. And yes, gilid ng Israel kasi di kami nakapasok doon because we didn't have the time to really explore. But basically, we also went to Mount Nebo, which is located in the kingdom of present-day Kingdom of Jordan. And Mount Nebo is believed to be the mountain where God showed Moses the promised land before they enter. If you remember, di ba hindi naman nakapunta rin si Moses personally. Pinakita lang sa kanya yung land. So, I did my research and found out na tanaw mo rin pala on that same mountain, yung Judean wilderness, where John the Baptist preached repentance. So, as far as I remember, ang nakita ko lang dun ruins, mga as in brown, desolated siya. Although yung tourist guide may sinasabi, dyan daw yung Dead Sea Scrolls, pero parang ine-eme lang hata kami. Dyan daw yung Jerusalem. Wala naman ako nakikita. It was all desert and desolated. And we also went to the Jordan River. We were supposed to have our baptism there, pero di namin tinuloy kasi nung nakita namin yung tubig, it's giving leptospirosis. So makikita mo dun yung rope on the middle of the river na nagsiserve as the border of Israel. So we want to cross, kaso baka mabaril kami i-attempt namin. So, yun. Sorry, Lord, parang we just don't have the faith to trust God will, you know, heal us sa leptospirosis or malaria. Kaya di na namin in-attempt. As in, brown talaga siya. Putik yung tubig. So, that's basically wilderness for you. Hindi siya masaya. It's boring and it can be even dangerous. The word translated as wilderness occurred in the Bible around 300 times. A lot of our heroes of faith had spent their time there at some point in their lives. Example, si Abraham, we have Moses, Elijah, and even Jesus. They spent some moments wandering in that desolated and even dangerous place, showing us that in the comforts of our domestic and civilized lives, we are still meant to be in the wild from time to time, where we are freed from our human tendency to cling to certainty and security. And in the lives of some of our heroes of faith, spending time in the wilderness was also necessary. Hindi pwede ang shortcuts or expressways when it comes with our journey sa pananampalataya. Wilderness isn't only geographic. It's a place in our journey with God. It's also a state of heart. Wilderness is where we are all stripped up of our superficialities. Like John the Baptist in his very simple lifestyle, this is where we are left alone to ourselves with nothing but God and us. This is where we see our core. And I'm not saying that material possessions or any other pursuit is bad. Walang masama dyan. But sometimes, those can be a distraction in living a life that is true to who we are. Because wilderness is where our defenses are down, making it easier for us to be more honest with ourselves and with God. So, here's my theory regarding sa why John the Baptist spent time in the wilderness first. Maybe the reason why dun siya nag-start is because he also repented there. He started with himself. He started in the place where metanoia, what is metanoia again? Transformation. Okay, change of heart or transformation from the inside out. So dun nag-start yung metanoia sa puso ni John. Although we'll never know, it wasn't explicitly written there. Tama ba? Biblical scholar dyan. Wala. So it's out of the canon. As a queer church, all of us are here are fighting for our place in this society who also needs metanoia in the way they view people like us. Agree? Mga homophobic, eme nila. Na mas dumadami na daw yung bakla kaysa puno, kaya umiinit ang mundo. Mga ganun, no? Yeah. Kailangan ng metanoia ng ganyan. Ayan. But just like John the Baptist, as we prepare and start our ministry this coming 2025, let us not forget that we also need metanoia. For some here who aren't in the wilderness right now, John the Baptist's life is also a model for us that from time to time, we should make an effort to return and intentionally spend time in the wilderness where metanoia or repentance happens best. Yes, God loves us and we have reclaimed our worth and value before God as queer people and that our queerness is part of God's creation and divine image. But that doesn't mean to say there is nothing to repent from. Or there's no transformation needed for us queer people or as a progressive church as a whole. We are still part of the human family that needs repentance and transformation. Transformation from greed, from selfishness and apathy. Repentance and transformation ng mga aklang madadamot, makasarili, matataray, at walang pakialam sa lipunan. Pakitag nga yung kilala nyo, charot. Emela, E.I., pot steerer. Charot lang, wag yan, bad yan. Ay, nag-name drop po. Nako. Paki-ano na lang po sa recording. Paki-remove na lang. Yeah. We should cry out to God in the wilderness where no people is listening. That before being a Christian witness in the world like John and Jesus, we should first remove lahat ng ingay ng mundong ito so that we can listen to the inner voice within and do a self-check. Like them, before engaging in their ministries, we should allow ourselves to be comfortable with silence. Though I also want to acknowledge the presence of some of our siblings who are experiencing ADHD. I know that can be a challenge. So just be aware na may mga ganun that it would be hard for them to be silent. Our spiritual lives or inner lives for those who are non-religious needs tending, or else we would be swayed with the unrelenting noise that this capitalist society is screaming at us in their loudspeakers, their JBL loudspeakers or Sony. Which, to be honest, many of us, yes, I'm raising my hands, have been already drawn to, especially in this season of peak consumerism, Christmas. A very far cry from that image of Christ laid down in a lowly, unhygienic, mabaho at un-Instagrammable na manger. And from the wilderness and our silence, we will see the things that need metanoia. We would see what needs to change as an individual and as a collective. Mga bagay na hindi nakakaganda, te. Mga bangayang may iwasan naman dapat if we just know how to shut the fuck up.
Amen.
Amen ba? Amen. Wasting our energies and time by not choosing our battles wisely or not choosing where and when to give our limited fucks. Amen? Ito pa, mga putakan sa social media that could have been spent in serving our queer siblings in whatever small ways that we can. Ay? Lahat na lang, inaaway, kahit yung mga kakampi natin, makapwa natin bading, mga bakla, inaaway, gusto ng drama. The feeling of being morally superior, na totoo naman minsan, di ba? I got to agree, totoo. Oo, morally superior na kayo.
On the other side of that.
Yan. But what's bad is that minsan nabubulag na tayo sa ating moral or intellectual superiority that we became the same people that we vowed not to be. It's just that we're on the opposite side of the spectrum. Yes, we appreciate that we are passionate about other people, the marginalized and the oppressed, but like Jesus and John, it is important that we know first who we are before we can be that voice that speaks in the wilderness, so that we can utilize our zeal and anger in service to our cause. Okay lang magalit, okay lang maging passionate, pero i-channel natin sa tamang lugar. Hindi pwede yung tira lang ng tira at sugod ng sugod, kahit hindi ka top. Yeah. Parang mas bottom yung mga ganun eh. No? Charot. Eme lang. Eme lang. Char lang.
Love your bottoms, care for them.
Tama. Sorry, na-dom ako. Eme. So, yun. Kaya, let's go back to the wilderness, mga bakla. Let's return to the silence of the desert. Ask ourselves, who am I? What do I stand for? And what drives me to fight for what I stand? What is the voice in the wilderness is telling me? Who is that girl I see staring straight back at me. Ganun, no, di ba? Sige, kantahin nyo lang. Go lang. Huwag nyo mapigilan. And this one is a question for some of us na nagdilingkod dito. Maybe he has been serving here for a long time, for X number of years. For those who have been serving, leading, and volunteering for a long time now at na-experience ng maraming wilderness moments or even crucifixions, okay ka pa ba? Kamusta ang heart mo? Are you still motivated to the core and the heart of why you served here in the first place? Baka kasi natatabunan ka na rin ng maraming bitterness and resentment for all the years of service you have given. Start from the heart. Is it coming from a place of love? Yes, we affirm that all of us can serve here kahit iba-ibang paniniwala natin. At iba-iba rin ang ating dahilan kung bakit tayo nag-i-stay at naglilingkod dito. That's totally fine. Pero, the question is, nahukay mo na ba talaga ang puso mo to reach that depth where we can say it's because of love? Because our service can leave us exhausted and minsan drained. Agree? Agree ba kayo dyan? Nakakapuyat. We're not paid here. We're volunteering. We have our full-time job. I know how it's exhausting for us volunteers. And we appreciate that. We are grateful for that. That's why it's really important that we know our core at malalim ang ating hugot so that we won't have any resentment and we will be always left energized as we serve. Ayaw mo naman ng volunteer na nakasimangot all the time, no? Lagi may side comment. Sino ba yun? Siya rin. Because sometimes, your heart that is cultivated and transformed in the wilderness is the best protest and witness in our world. We need to cry out from the wilderness of transformation because only people transformed repeatedly in the wilderness can proclaim God's transformative power. People will feel it, eh. And maybe that's the reason why hindi si John the Baptist ang pumupunta sa mga tao to preach. It's the people who are drawn to him, even taking the inconvenience of going to the Judean wilderness to listen to his message. Imagine na taga BGC ka, mag-aalay lakad ka to Antipolo. How inconvenient. Just to listen to a preacher. Maybe that's also the reason why some of our straight siblings are also drawn to MCC. Also taking the inconvenience of knowing na hindi sila makaka-relate sa mga Drag Race fans, right? Including me na isang straight. Straight na ba ding? Could it be that they are also hearing God's prophetic call in this wilderness we call MCC? Remember that we're not only fighting for all the queers. Our fight includes our straight siblings too. Sa mga standards na ini-impose sa kanila that are too heavy or unnecessary at times. This is also for them. People will be drawn out when our heart is right, right with ourselves and with God. People might not understand or even listen sa ating mga iyak. Iyak ng protesta, iyak para mabigyan ng pantay na karapatan. Karapatang napaka-basic, tulad ng mabisita natin sa ICU ang ating same-sex partner. Or maging kasama tayo ng ating mga partner in their dying days sa ospital. Hindi man nila maintindihan yon. Pero kapag ang puso natin naiisa sa Diyos, what they will see is our lives. That in their prejudice, they will be confused as to how our lives as queer people and same-sex couples are characterized by love. Dahil when it comes sa ating pamumuhay, wala silang palag dyan. They can throw Bible verses after verses to invalidate our lived experiences, but they can't deny when they witness it firsthand in our lives. Na pwede palang maging nasa isang loving and committed relationship ang dalawang akla, or shibuli para mas inclusive, that they too can raise children and create a loving and safe environment that will allow them to grow as themselves, in the fullness of their potentials. That queer people can be committed and loving followers of Christ too. That our soji is a gift from God. And when our lives start being marked with a heart transformed by love in the wilderness, like John the Baptist, who rebuked the religious power of his time, we too can do the same with conviction, strength, and love, knowing that our lives are marked with the prophetic anointing of the Holy Spirit, producing fruits of lasting metanoia. So as we end our 2024, let's retreat and go back to the wilderness. As we prepare the way for the coming of Jesus, who will baptize us with the Holy Spirit and fire as we face whatever 2025 will throw at us. Amen. Amen. God bless us all. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.